Our condolences to the believers wherever you are upon the demise anniversary of Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, the founding father of the Islamic Republic and the noble and righteous religious scholar who led a great Islamic revolution. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, was truly a comprehensive personality, and His Eminence had expertise and mastery in all of the Islamic sciences, including jurisprudence, usul, Arabic grammar and Arabic syntax, akhlaq and ethics, as well as philosophy, theology, and irfan. He was truly the greatest leader of the modern era. And of course, it is this very great leader of the modern era who brought about one of the greatest revolutions of all time, the Islamic Revolution, which was based firmly upon the teachings of the pure Muhammadan Islam. And yet His Eminence Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh wasn't merely a religious scholar of the highest caliber, for he was, for the Iranian nation and the Muslim Ummah and even for all of humanity, a guide, a father, a teacher, a supporter, an advocate, an aide, a commander, a philosopher, an ideologue, an intellectual, a spiritual master, a revolutionary, and of course, a great leader in the history of the great leaders of humanity. When His Eminence Imam Khomeini gave his akhlaq lessons in the middle of his fiqh and usul classes, the religious scholars and the clergy would begin to shed tears and weep from the depths and the bottoms of their hearts and their souls. It was an awakening of the people that was beginning to take place. And yet, Imam Khomeini wasn't just a great leader, constrained and limited to akhlaq lessons and lessons of ethics and morality. For His Eminence was a man of action and a hero right in the middle of the arena. Via his great Islamic revolution, which was based upon the pure Muhammadan Islam, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, turned the passive, submissive, and humiliated people into a people that were determined, steadfast, powerful, confident, and brave. Imam Khomeini turned that nation and that people into a nation and people that have been able to face the greatest of storms for over the past 40 plus years. And furthermore, Imam Khomeini also transformed the outlook of the people about themselves and their society. The people had a feeling and a sense of humiliation and submissiveness to any dictator that would come about and commit unmentionable and atrocious tragedies and crimes against them. The whips of the arrogant powers were so painful that it had broken the backs of the oppressed and disenfranchised people. And it is here that the great Islamic revolution based upon the pure Muhammadan Islam gave the people the confidence and the courage to stand up to and overcome the sheer will of the evil global powers of the world. Something that would have never crossed the minds before the great Islamic revolution. And so via this very great Islamic revolution, power was once again handed back into the hands of the people, while under the guidance and supervision of the pure Muhammadan Islam. And we also find that before the great Islamic revolution, religion, in the viewpoint of the common masses, was merely a tool that was needed for the private aspects of an individual's life and the acts of worship, truly limiting religion to a very small sphere of influence. However, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh reminded the people of a fact that was always fundamentally a part of the pure Muhammadan Islam, a fact that had been forgotten throughout the pages of history. And that fact was to entrust Islam with all those things that had been intended to be entrusted to Islam, such as creating a government and creating a society and creating a civilization and taking humanity towards its ultimate peak of perfection and salvation. And finally, the era before the great Islamic revolution was a dark era, an era where nations were to either submit to the evil demands of the United States of America or the evil demands of the former Soviet Union, an era where no one across the world would believe or could imagine that one could be independent from the evil policies and politics of either the USA or the USSR. And so once again, we find that it was the great Islamic Revolution that planted a divine seed in the hearts and the souls of the people. A seed which was an idea. The idea and reality that all powers of the world that aren't based upon the pure Muhammadan Islam are flawed and vulnerable, and therefore can be defeated. And amongst all these auspicious transformations and incredible spiritual, religious, and political growth of the people, and the miraculous victories that came one after the other, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, always credited these victories and these achievements to the Almighty Allah, never taking credit for himself. Eventually, His Eminence Imam Khomeini passed away suddenly on June 1989. And even though His Eminence Imam Ruhullah Khomeini had passed on from this transient world, the great Islamic Revolution based upon the pure Muhammadan Islam that His Eminence left behind as his legacy continues to this very day, miraculously stronger than ever before, still shaking the very foundations of the arrogant powers of the world. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.